Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You're not going to want to go anywhere because starting at 5 o'clock, I'm going to be dropping the word to win in the 5 o'clock hour for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. So stay tuned, everybody. You're not going to want to go anywhere. Also, some breaking news. The Supreme Court, just within the last couple of hours, has ruled, at least on an interim basis, to allow President Donald Trump to freeze $4 billion in foreign aid payments that Congress had appropriated last year. This foreign aid is specifically targeted at global health and HIV programs, apparently, saving lives. Not really a huge priority for the Trump administration. This all, again, as we are barreling towards a potential government shutdown on Tuesday night, with threats from the Trump administration and Russell Vought to engage in mass firings of federal workers if the administration, if the government shuts down. So watch this space, folks. We'll continue to keep you updated. But back to my two amazing guests. I've got County Executive of Outagamie County, Tom Nelson, along with Professor Jerry Pedair, Professor of History and the Robert S. French Professor of American Studies at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. These gentlemen have written a fine book of history called Wrecked: The Edmund Fitzgerald and the Sinking of the American Economy. Again, thank you, gentlemen. I really enjoy books like this that take these moments in history and pull, as we've been discussing, what that moment represents and the lessons that it's teaching us about its present moment. Professor Pedair, before the break, we were talking a bit about the changes both in the U.S. economy and Americans' collective understanding of the role of government, I would say writ large, basically since World War II. When we look at what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did and the coalition that he brought together, and the fact that at least in this moment, Democrats have failed to really reassemble that coalition with working people and the understanding that government has a role, not just in making sure air and water is clean and safe, but that our economy is fair, that the middle class is benefiting alongside our corporate owners in the growth that we have seen explosively here in the United States. Again, when we track real wage growth against worker productivity going back decades and decades, it used to be roughly walking in tandem. No more. I refer to that as the breaching of the social contract, right? When the corporate owners do better, the middle class should do better, and we do not have that anymore. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? What do you think might be standing in the way of really rebuilding this coalition? And can you also address the ways that Republicans, especially the MAGA regime now, has really worked to sabotage that to the detriment of both the industrial Midwest, but the middle class writ large?
Well, you know, when I think about that question, I go all the way back to 1944, in the last years of the Roosevelt administration, when Roosevelt, as the head of the New Deal coalition, made what was known as the Second Bill of Rights speech. And what is this speech? Well, I think it's one of the most important in American history, because what Roosevelt is arguing here is, look at our Constitution as it is now. It has all these procedural guarantees, which are great, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, etc. But what I envision, what Roosevelt envisioned, is a Bill of Rights where substantive rights are granted in this Constitution: the right to a job, the right to health care, the right to an education, the right to an income. That was what Roosevelt envisioned in the next stage of the New Deal in the 1940s. Now, of course, he passed away and this did not come to pass, but I still think that is the goal, at least for Democrats, at least for liberals, to revive that as much as possible. And one of the many reasons that this has not come to pass is that it is, and I'm not just blaming Republicans for this. I think this is our general political culture. We have allowed cultural issues and social issues to crowd out these economic issues, many of which are divisive and many of which we can have all sorts of opinions on. But what I think opponents of the Second New Deal, that kind of managerial economy have done is use these social issues, use these cultural issues, sometimes racial issues, to almost take our eye off the ball here, which is really, as the Clinton campaign said so famously in 1992, the economy, stupid.
Yes, the economy is stupid. Again, folks, if you're just joining us, I'm joined by Outagamie County Executive and Historian Tom Nelson, alongside Professor Jerry Pedair of Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. Pardon my hiccup there, gentlemen. Let's drill down on that a bit. Tom, when we look at where we stand, where the Democratic Party stands in this moment, one of the things that I've said often on this program is it is an irrational thought to think that women, the LGBTQIA community, immigrants, and brown and black folks are the ones with their boots on the neck of the middle class. It simply isn't. Mm-hmm. When folks read your book, Tom, what lessons do you want them to take that can help spur a reinvigorated middle class here in Wisconsin and beyond?
Yeah, there's really nothing, you know, there really is nothing getting in our way. I think that there has been poor to pathetic leadership, local leadership for the last 40, 50 years, not just Republicans, but also Democrats from time to time. But here in the Midwest is where the modern day labor movement was birthed. And a big part of this is workers need to organize because the monstrosity and the power wielded by corporations is simply not abetting. And what happened to the crew of the Fitzgerald, that there was a corporation that was negligent, that was not doing what they were supposed to be doing to keep the ship in working order, and other reasons too, is that's the same thing, same phenomenon that's going on even today for other workers in other industries.
Folks, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, gentlemen, so very much. Professor Jerry Pedair of Lawrence University and County Executive of Outagamie County, Tom Nelson. We come back, we talk to State Senator Jeff Smith about the closing of veterans' housing facilities. Stay tuned. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.